The Guard Bureau is the agency that governs the Missouri and all National Guards across states. And the National Guard Bureau has provided funding for each of the 50 states to have a cyber defense unit. And each of those units will have 26 personnel. However, thus far, the Missouri National Guard is the only National Guard to thus far staff, fully staff, its cyber defense unit. So Missouri is already leaps and bounds ahead of every other National Guard in this country in terms of protecting not only our nation's computer defense network, but also the computer network of the state as well.
Okay, so what are you protecting here in Missouri?
Well, what we're doing is we are protecting not only the state's vital computer networks, but the nation's vital computer networks against not only a physical cyber attack. In other words, someone would blow up our mainframes with explosives. We would respond to that. But we would also respond to a cyber threat. In other words, someone trying to hack into a computer system to, say, shut down the centrifuges at the Callaway nuclear plant, which has actually happened in Iran. The computer glitch that caused the flood at Tomsok Mountain, that was caused by a computer glitch. Now, it was not a cyber attack, but that's the exact kind of thing that our enemies want to do, is get into our computer networks and screw up our systems, screw up our utility systems, our defense networks. And so it's not just military computer networks that we're protecting. It's any computer network that we would consider vital to the defense of the nation or the state.
So are you just building newer firewalls every day or something?
Well, I'm not a technical person, and I couldn't get into the confidentiality of it. But suffice to say, last summer there was a nationwide cyber exercise in which the National Guards of about a dozen states participated in a simulated cyber attack on the United States. And this took place at Fort Meade in Maryland. The Missouri cyber team earned praise from every general staff officer during that exercise because we were simply better prepared than any other National Guard. And that is really a feather in General Danner's cap, our adjutant general, because he approved funding for this cyber unit last February, long before other states did.
What do you have to do to be part of this nerd unit?
Well, the cyber... Not surprisingly, the cyber unit consists mainly of people who have been in the Guard for quite some time and who have extensive experience in computer network systems. So you're not going to find any privates or airmen first class in this unit. These are all going to be officers and senior non-commissioned officers, first sergeants, master sergeants, that kind of thing. And so it is a highly technical military occupational specialty. But if you're a high school computer nerd and you say, boy, I'd love to do something high tech in the military that involves protecting our computer network, Missouri National Guard's got you covered.
Now, this is the second time in not too much time that you and I have talked about turning this old military base into a high-tech facility.
Yeah, you know, it's not lost on the base commander. Colonel Richard Chapman is the Jefferson Barracks base commander, and he's also the commanding officer of the 157th Air Operations Group of the Missouri Air National Guard. And it isn't lost on him that we are putting some of the highest-tech National Guard units in the country in the oldest military base west of the Mississippi River. And both the cyber unit and the intelligence unit, which we recently announced, are both going in a building that was built in 1898 for the cavalry.
If I drive by the base, will there be anything different that I notice about it?
No.
Will there be any satellite dishes, a lot more antennas?
Absolutely not. In fact, Building 27 looks pretty much today the way it did in 1947 when the National Guard bought it. Most of what's going to take place will be inside the building. So no, you won't see from outside the building, you won't see any real visible signs that a lot of high-tech stuff is going on there, other than maybe an antenna or two.